Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He is Rob. And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we have got Mitch Wild Thing Williams, the former all-star pitcher for Major League Baseball, also the host of Unleashed with Mitch Williams. That's a podcast. He'll join us at the bottom of this hour. And really, I can't wait to talk to him because I think he'll shed some light on the lead story today. And Rob, that is that Major League Baseball is cracking down on pitchers who positional players are increasingly complaining about using sticky substances to increase their spin rate and do funky things with the baseball and make it tougher to hit. This all stems from the fact that this year, strikeouts are up like higher than they've been in like a half a century, and batting average is at an all-time low. And so the league is wondering what in the world is going on. They know that the games can't be as exciting if players aren't hitting the baseball. And so that's what this is all about. And really, I mean, Gerrit Cole, one of the best pitchers in the league, Yankees ace, he basically crumbled when asked the question, have you used, what do they call it, spider tack? Is that what it's called? The sticky substance. Here it is. Let's hear this. Here it is.
Have you ever used spider tack while pitching?
I don't know. I don't quite know how to answer that, to be honest. I mean, there are customs and practices that have been passed down from older players to younger players, from the last generation of players to this generation of players. And, you know, I think there are some things that are certainly out of bounds in that regard.
Rob, let me simplify that.
You know what we need? Scooby-Doo when he go, you know when he makes that sound when he doesn't know what's going on?
Let me translate for you, Rob, what he said. Ask me the question. Ask me the question he was asked. And I'm going to translate his answer.
Have you ever used, what is it called?
Spider tack.
Tack? While you were pitching?
Yes. I mean, that's what he said, all right? Yes, it
Thanks,
was passed
Scooby.
Down. They all, yeah, no, let me translate even further because now I'm really getting it. I'm really feeling what he said. Ask me the question again, Rob.
Garrett, have you ever used spider tack when pitching?
Yes. I started using it when I left Pittsburgh in 2018. You know, you guys saw me in Pittsburgh. I mean, I was average. At best, I was average. My last year there, my ERA was above 4. I started using it when I got into Houston. I mean, you know how they cheat in Houston. It was a free-for-all up in there, all right? I mean, banging trash cans, all of that, and the pitcher spider tack all over the place, all right? I go there. I start using it. Next thing I know, I'm an all-star. I'm in the running for the Cy Young. We win a championship. Did they win one with him?
Yes.
And next thing I know, I got a $300 million contract with the New York Yankees that's guaranteed. So, yes, I use spider tack. I was a so-so pitcher before I started using it. I became superb when I'm using it. And now I'm filthy rich. You got a problem with that?
I mean,
that's what he said, Rob.
He said it without saying it, and it would have been awesome had he said that, Chris. That would have been something else.
How would that have come over?
Oh, God. That would have been unbelievable if he actually went there. But talk about not being prepared at a press conference and nobody there to throw him a life raft. I mean, Chris, he was stopped in his track. He just didn't know what to do. I don't think he wanted to blatantly lie, because we saw what happened when that happened with Mark McGuire. I mean, you know what
Good
I mean?
Point.
Like,
yep.
But that was in front of a Senate hearing committee. This is a press conference. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't want to be on the record for lying. That's clearly why he didn't say. He could have just said, no, I've never used that. And then all I got to do is get somebody to say he did, and then you got another can of worms you got to deal with. Wow.
Well, he's got two canisters of Spider Tack in his locker.
Oh,
so.
There we go. Right.
But no, I mean, you're right. He clearly has used it. Are you mad at him? Because, look, I mean, on the one hand, he's being honest. He didn't name names. But do you have a problem with him saying, look, there's traditions that have been passed down?
I mean, he's trying to pass the buck. Yeah, I get it. And that basically
everybody's
other people doing it.
Yeah.
Right. And this is the thing. Like, Chris, I don't know. This is why I don't have the same. Like, I'm not with my brethren of the BBWAA who won't vote in Barry Bonds or Roger Clemens. I don't know how widespread it was, Chris. I know it wasn't just Bonds, Clemens, Canseco, and McGuire.
It was pitchers,
right,
too.
So that's why I think you got to be very careful when you're playing judge, jury, and all that, and you don't have the data. How widespread is this? A couple hours ago or yesterday, I thought Jacob DeGrom was unbelievable, having the greatest year on the mound from any pitcher, Chris. Right? Bob
now
Gibson had
the
all-timer.
Bionic man, right?
1.12 ERA. We marveled at that with Bob Gibson on the high mound, Chris. It was so good that they had to lower the mound the next year, right? After Bob Gibson pitched up to a 1.12 ERA. And now DeGrom has a 0.62. Unheard of. And now I don't know. Is it real? Is it fake? Is it altered? I don't know.
Well, I blame baseball too, Rob, for some of this. Because clearly, and we'll ask Mitch Williams, but it just seems like cheating has been accepted. And obviously there are levels of cheating.
Right, because what the Astros did is on a high level, Chris. And I'm
it's
not
on
trying
a higher
to,
level.
Am I right?
But does it? Yeah, definitely. But does that make you think, okay, that's why baseball didn't vacate the title. Because, yeah, they went above and beyond, but everybody's trying to cheat. They just found the best way to do it, and they were successful with it. I mean, because the rules are already intact, Rob. It's not like they need new rules. The rules say you can't do stuff like this, but you hear players coming out and managers and ex-players saying that umpires knew pitchers are doing this, but they would only check the pitcher and test him and see if he was using anything if the opposing manager said, hey, go check him out. But the opposing manager would rarely say that because his pitcher was doing the same thing.
And the other part is, in the tradition of baseball, Gaylord Perry, Chris, if you guys go to YouTube and watch Gaylord Perry pitch, all he did was go to his hat, the back of his hat, the brim. You know, you talked about it, this being Goo Gate, and whether or not he had Vaseline on the ball or what he was doing to spin the ball and all that. And then we had... Remember, Phil Niekro got caught on the mound. The umpire came out, Chris. He had an Emery board in his back pocket. He flipped it up. There was like 40,000 people at the game, and it was on television. He went into his back pocket, flipped it up like, what? I don't have anything. Like, what is that you just threw?
Right. Well, here's where I won't give the pitchers any wiggle room, Rob. Because what you're hearing is that they use this stuff to increase their grip, right? To improve their grip on the ball.
Right.
You grew up, all of these pitchers grew up not having to do that. Through high school, through Connie Mack, Babe Ruth, whatever you play, right? So it's not like, I mean, the ball is the ball. And I get it, you want an edge, but... It's not like the ball is slippery, okay? And so you can still get a good grip. You did it your whole life
using
substances.
When balls come out, they are slippery because they got to be rubbed down with mud, Chris, when they're first
You know what I mean? Like all balls.
Oh yeah. Well, that they, all right. they
originally. That's what I'm saying.
But,
yeah.
But you know this. Guys. I mean, growing up playing baseball, I'm not talking about sandlot ball, but playing in your leagues and all that. You know, nobody as 12 years old in high school is doing that type of stuff for the most part to the ball.
No.
And so you're used to playing with it as it is. I get it. You do have to, you know, rub it down a little before you use it for the game.
Right.
But I just don't think, you know, it's a valid excuse. And it's interesting, Rob, because, you know, you said you think this could be as big as a steroid scandal.
I just wonder about it. I mean, we put into question all this other stuff. We're seeing, you know, like this year, Chris, with the 6 no-hitters, we've never seen anything like it. So we got to start to wonder.
Yeah, you notice how those have calmed down. Because how long they've been looking at the spin rates? About 2 weeks now?
Right, and now we haven't had one. We had one every week for the first 6 weeks of the season, right? It averaged out to 6 in the first 6 weeks. So, yeah, it's interesting to see. I don't know what's real. I don't know how great Jacob DeGrom is. I hate to pick on him, but I'm just making the point. His ERA is so minuscule, right? We've never seen anybody pitch in the major leagues. You're giving up about a half a run a game, Chris, per 9 innings? A half a run?
Well, look, we know with the hitters, A-Rod, you mentioned Bonds, and I mean, Clemens obviously a pitcher, but these guys' careers were, I don't want to say ruined.
No, but they were tainted.
But, oh my, yes. And it's interesting, Rob, because in baseball and track and field, more than any other sports, right, if you get caught using PEDs in those two sports, it's over.
Yep.
Football, NFL, okay, no 4 games, deal. You're yep. off, and then you come back. Basketball, not that huge of a deal. I mean, we haven't seen any superstars caught.
Who was, for the, who most was the guy part, for Orlando got caught? Lewis. What was his name?
Rashard Lewis.
Rashard Lewis was busted yep. for
– It's been a couple, but, you know, right. it doesn't stick to you like in baseball and track and field. But let me ask you, would you – if we find out that DeGrom or obviously Cole's doing something, that, you know, these guys are doing stuff, would it taint their careers in your eyes?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, you have to look at it to just –
I mean, like with Bonds, does it, you know, obviously we know he was doing something. But
the only problem I have with the Bonds is that you brought it up earlier. Chris, pitchers were using it too. When he was facing some of these guys, they probably weren't the juice as well. That's what I'm saying. Because we don't know what the real numbers are, it's hard to make an honest assessment of it. That's the only thing I'm saying. Is like,
do you think Clemens players was on are it not and Andy, using PEDs? Like batters are totally clean now.
But I just think it's harder now because there are the tests. You got to remember, for most of Bonds' career, there were no tests. They didn't test.
Well, maybe that's the difference. Maybe pitchers are still, you know, doing their thing,
but hitters
are no longer doing, you know, able to do anything with PEDs or whatever, and now they can't keep up.
They got testing. Now, you get busted, right. Chris. We've seen a couple guys get busted.
Right.
So, remember, most of Bonds' career, they didn't test. He never got caught tested positive, even when they did start testing at the end. But, I just don't know. I don't know what's real and what's not.
All right, we're going to throw it out to you guys. This is an interesting topic that isn't going away. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. If pitchers like Gerrit Cole and Jacob DeGrom are confirmed to have used foreign substances, would it taint their accomplishments in your eyes? 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm a woman. It is The Odd Couple.
Yes, it is The Odd Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we're brought to you by Discover Card. Discover matches all the cash back that you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing. Because Discover is accepted at 99% of places in the United States that take credit cards. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report limitations apply. 877-99 on Fox. We are talking baseball and Goo-gate. Your turn to weigh in. Goo. Let's hear it.
You like saying that. It's Goo-gate.
Googate. I like
Yes. All right. Let's kick it off with Robert in Little Rock. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Robert?
Yeah, I pitched a long time, and when you get Mitch on the radio, he'll be able to tell you the seams on a baseball, as you go up the level and you climb through baseball, they get lower. So the fact that you guys said, well, you know, you grab a baseball and you've been pitching with it all your life, it changes as you go up the level. And that seam doesn't seem like a huge difference, but is a massive difference when you get to the pros. That baseball is completely different than a college baseball.
All right, Robert.
So what level did you play? You play in the major leagues?
No, I played in college. I played in the Junior College World Series in 98.
Okay.
And that baseball, we actually used the Major League Baseballs in the World Series.
Now, in college, let me ask you this. In college, were you guys putting any goo on the ball? Were you taught that?
I mean, guys knew of it.
No, I'm asking you. Were you taught it? I'm just asking you.
But was it commonplace?
I never personally ever used it, and I wasn't taught.
Okay. Was it commonplace?
There were guys that would use stuff. That's not a – yes, it happened.
I mean, I do know this. I did know that the minor league baseballs, the AAA level baseballs, were different from the major league baseballs.
Correct.
I do know that.
That's what I'm saying. So like,
but it's not like – but it's not like – the ball, you can't grip it. It gives you an advantage if maybe helps you grip it. But even without using a substance, obviously the major league ball isn't something you can't grip.
You don't have the same grip as you do with a college baseball or the lower minor league baseball. It's not the same. So I want you to understand, like, say it's 1/16th of an inch, it makes a huge difference. Not just in the grip, but the revolutions that the seam is grabbing on the air as it goes towards home plate.
All right, we'll ask Mitch that.
Yeah. Right. Thank you, Robert, for the insight, man. Yep. We appreciate that, really. That helps us a lot. Hey, yep. Mason, in the Bay Area, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Mason?
Hey, what's up, Chris and Rob?
What's up?
Thank you, buddy.
I just wanted to appreciate the baseball topics, too. Don't get a lot of those these days. But I just want to say, if you're not...
We always say we talk more baseball than any other national show.
No doubt about it. Hey, no doubt about it.
I love to hear it. Hey, but what I want to say is basically, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. And if it comes to find out that DeGrom is doing it, then hats off to him for doing it. And, you know,
problem with any of the players cheating, steroids, the whole nine yards?
I mean, I think it's all done more or less amongst them all to a degree, one way or another. So
Mason, you think that everybody's banging garbage cans and wearing a device on their body? You think everybody's doing that? That the Astros
did? As you guys
said,
that's a big difference. That's a different level. And if you get caught, then I mean, shame on you. But I mean, I think the smaller stuff, like, you know, the grip on the ball or pine tar, we've seen over the years of various things. I think it's just commonplace, like your guys are saying.
Well, it's definitely commonplace, it seems. We'll ask Mitch.
Mason, thank you. Appreciate the call. Thanks for the support. What about Danny in New York? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Danny?
What's up? What's up? I'm here to put some respect on DeGrom's name.
All right.
I think you guys are really going on, but I think he's already been. People think that he was doing it, but a lot of opposing players and Mets players have already said he's not. So I think we just got to respect that he's just a really, really good pitcher.
But he's better than he's ever been. I'm just asking you about the, you know, 0-6-2. We haven't seen anything. We marveled at Bob Gibson at a 1.12, and after that year in 1968, they had to lower the mound because they thought he had too big of an advantage over the hitters. So that's all I'm asking you is DeGrom has cut that in half.
Yeah, I think we're witnessing like just a really, really good pitcher. That's all. He's not. I really don't think he's cheating. And if other players and the opposing players are saying he's not cheating, then that really just that says something. I feel.
Well, we'll see, because I always hope in these situations, Rob, that justice is served. and they find out who was cheating. If he's not, it's incredible because he's almost, you got it, 0.62. That's virtually unhittable.
That, Chris, that's in the major leagues, seriously. Right. How many times are they going to mention the Bob Gibson? It changed the game, Chris. Right. They had to lower the mound. That's how unhittable Bob Gibson was.
As high an ERA virtually as DeGrom. So, all right. Interesting stuff. Interesting stuff.
We'll see how it plays out. No doubt about it.
Yep. All right. We got Mitch Wild Things Williams coming up next. We can't wait to talk to him about this stuff.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are the iCouple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest is a former all-star pitcher, Major League Baseball, now the host of Unleashed with Mitch Williams. That's a podcast. You can also follow him on Twitter at Pods99. We are pleased to welcome in Mitch Williams. Mitch, welcome to the iCouple.
What's up, guys?
It's great to have you on, man, especially at a time like this. You know what's going on with the spider tack and all that stuff. First, what did you see Gerrit Cole's press conference?
No.
Okay, can we play it, Rob?
Can we play this for Mitch? Yeah, let's play this because we want to
have a response to this. Here it is.
Have you ever used spider tack while pitching?
I don't quite know how to answer that, to be honest. I mean, there are customs and practices that have been passed down from older players to younger players, from the last generation of players to this generation of players. And, you know, I think there are some things that are certainly out of bounds in that regard.
Mitch, right, what do you make of that?
Yeah.
Well, I've never believed that even using pine tar should be illegal. And I'll bring it down to one area. The only reason pitchers use pine tar is for what reason?
Grip.
To grip the baseball.
Yep.
So to be able to have grip on it. And I'll make this point every year till the day I die. Take the pine tar away from hitters, then you can bitch about pitchers using it. Until they take it away from hitters, they can't say anything about it because does not affect the integrity of the baseball.
Okay, Mitch, let me ask you this. How commonplace, and what we're seeing is unprecedented pitching. 6 no-hitters in the first 6 weeks of the season. Jacob DeGrom has blown away Bob Gibson's 1.12, which was the standard of excellence of pitching in the major league. He has a 0.62. We're going to have more strikeouts than hits. We're going to have the lowest batting average ever in the history of baseball collectively when this season is over. Are all the pitchers using this goo or spider tack or whatever, or is this being blown out of proportion by Major League Baseball? What's going on?
It's being blown out of proportion because they aren't hitting. They've done everything in the world in this game of baseball to skew it for the hitters. They built parks that are smaller. They've done everything. They won't let pitchers pitch inside anymore. Everything for the hitters. Now pitchers have found something that, hey, okay, because we can grip our equipment, which is the baseball, like you can grip your equipment to bat, things are a little more even now. And what they're finding out, it doesn't have anything to do with this spider tack. It has everything to do with the way they are teaching hitting at the big league level and everywhere on down now. Because that launch angle crap is just that, crap.
And that's it. Everybody's swinging for the fences. It's easy to get guys out now, isn't it, Mitch?
You're exactly right. I wish I was pitching today. If they're not going to shorten up and put the ball in play, I didn't have anything to worry about.
We had a caller last segment who said he played, junior college baseball, Rob?
Yeah.
He said at every level, as you get to the higher levels, each level, the baseball, the seams are a little bit lower. And that's why you need the grip, you know, at the major leagues, you need pine tar or whatever to help you grip it. Is that true?
Oh, well, I know they use the diamond. They used to use the diamond baseball in college ball.
Mm-hmm.
They use the diamond, sometimes the Wilson A-10-10 in high school ball. Yes, those seams are more raised. But when you get to the big leagues, the seams have never been any different at any time in my career. I never held a baseball. I went, oh, this just feels different than last year.
So when you say you want to grip it, I mean, obviously you've grown up, you know, playing without using pine tar or whatever. Why is it so necessary to use something to have a better grip at the major league level?
I don't know if you've thrown the ball in April at Wrigley.
Oh, and it's cold.
It's cold, yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can promise you this, there ain't a hitter alive that wanted me thrown in April without any feel of the baseball. It's dangerous. It's flat-out dangerous.
Don't have the control.
You know what? Now that I think about it, I think 50 Cent needed some pine tar when he threw that first pitch at Citi Field.
Well, I didn't see him throw it.
Oh, my God. Rich, when you get a chance,
you're one
please,
of the lucky ones.
You got to see this. He threw the ball almost to first base off the mound.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, Mitch, that's no big deal.
This is what I want to get straight, because I've heard some former pitchers and stuff talk about how they used – whether it was spider tack or pine tar or whatever, is the use of some type of substance for pitchers, is that commonplace in Major League Baseball? And it has been ever since you can remember.
For as long as I can remember, there's always been some kind of, whether it was firm grip or whatever it might be. Or I've never even heard of spider tack, to be honest with you. Don't know, have any idea what brand it is. No idea. Right. But it's always been used. It's always – whenever I got to – if I was pitching in a game and I didn't have a good fastball, you think I wasn't going to go behind the mound and wet my fingers and get back up on the mound and throw a spitter? It's exactly what I did.
Did you but, ever you go ahead, Mitch. I'm sorry.
I never used any kind of tack.
Okay.
Nothing sticky. I used my spit and rosin. It was good enough for me.
How about like guys like Gaylord Perry, whose MO was about he was putting a little Vaseline or something on the ball. That was, he made it to the Hall of Fame. Phil Negro got caught with Emery board. You remember that on the mound?
Joe got caught with it.
Oh, Joe Negro. And the other one was, you remember Mike Scott, who pitched for the Astros and the Mets?
Oh yeah.
And he was scuffing the ball. You remember that?
He and Nolan Ryan were scuffing the ball and big. It's commonplace. It's been done every year for as long as baseball's been played.
So you just think this – go ahead. Sorry.
I pitched in a game with Dennis Eckersley one night. I went out there. I threw my first warm-up pitch. My fastball sunk. And I went, what the hell is going on here? Got the ball back. There was four big cuts across the horseshoe. That's how they did it.
So you think this is the Major League Baseball using the pitchers as scapegoats,
right,
for why these guys can't hit anymore?
You're exactly right. That is the exact thing that is happening. They're teaching the wrong way to hit. I'm telling you, you watch the way these guys approach at bats, there is nothing. There is no strategy to their at bats. It's go up there and swing from your behind until you either hit the ball or strike out. That's how they approach it. There is no approach.
And this is the analytics, though. I mean, this is where we think, Chris and I talk about this, Mitch, that the analytics are ruining sports. In the NBA, everybody's taking a three-point shot. Even though we saw a game where they had a three-on-one break that they could have tied the game with a layup, and instead everybody ran to the three-point line, and of course they missed the three-pointer and lost the game. But we see in baseball now, You know, guys don't get sent down to the minor leagues, Mitch, if you're batting under 200 with 150 strikeouts. Like, that, nobody flinches. Is the analytics killed the game like that?
Absolutely. Well, it's – I think the fact that so much money has been thrown around in this game, I mean, I'm here in Philadelphia, outside of Philadelphia, where they have Mike Kingery. The man was given a 6-year, I believe, $24 million contract before he ever played a day in the big leagues.
Right.
Bad business, bad scouting, and bad teaching is why hitting is where it is today.
Are they teaching, has analytics, how has it affected pitchers? Like, are they teaching pitchers to do anything differently analytically, or it's just the same for pitchers?
I have no idea. I'm going to be honest. I don't know what they're teaching pitchers because I don't see a whole lot. There's some guys that can pitch. I can tell you this. I haven't seen 6 pitchers that look like they could throw a no-hitter. They don't that have the stuff to go out and throw a no-hitter.
Right. How about
I just haven't seen them.
How about Jacob DeGrom? I mean, he's always been a great pitcher for the Mets, but his ERA is 0.62, and, you know, people are now starting to say, is he really that great, or is he using something? Is it all right to be skeptical of it, or is it just that guys can't hit, and he's a great pitcher, so he's taking advantage of it?
Exactly. Every time pitchers start dominating the game over the course of a season, they want to come up with a reason for it. Instead of it just being, okay, these guys are out there pitching. What I don't understand, if you're going to talk about grip, I did a demo at MLB Network with Harold Reynolds, who bitched and complained about pitchers using pine tar. So I did a demo where I went live into their studio and I rubbed my fingers across a black pine tar rag, put them on the baseball, rubbed them all over the baseball, stuck the baseball up to the camera to see it. There isn't a mark on the baseball. The only way to affect the flight of a baseball is to affect the integrity of the cover of the baseball. If there's
and
nothing
that's,
for
that's
the wind
scuffing
to
or
push,
cutting, right? The scuffing or cutting of it.
Scuffing or cutting. If you had a chunk of pine tar that happened to get stuck on the ball that the wind could catch, yes, it would affect the integrity of the baseball. Dipping your hands in pine tar will not even leave a mark on a baseball, much less affect the integrity. It allows you to grip it. That's it.
Mm. There it is.
Good
Mitch,
stuff, man.
Great stuff, man. We appreciate your time.
Anytime, fellas. Y'all take care.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. More Odd Couple coming your way. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Alex, this is growing on me.
Bruh, me too.
It's actually growing on me.
Me too. I might go to church on Sunday.
Hey, no better place to be, Rob. No better place to be. Hey. We are the Odd Couple wrapping up a Worship Wednesday, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio Studios. Final segment. And Rob, word on the street is that you had another comment on the KD adult film star story.
Well, it just brought
Blind
me back.
Date, whatever.
Yeah, it brought me back to a dating situation that I wanted to share. And it was, you know, Chris, you've been married a long time, so you know, as time goes on, you wind up maybe dating like a teacher or somebody who taught you when you were in school or whatever. So,
did you actually date one of your former teachers?
So I'm just going to say, I didn't say I dated her, but I'm just going to say it was a math teacher. And I think she was coming on to me because she said she wanted to teach me how to divide and multiply. So I took that as a...
That's the wrong drop, Alex. You know the drop I want to hear.
Everything's not funny.
What? All right, so first of all, is this true?
No, it ain't true. It ain't true. That's a good lie.
That's
though,
interesting.
Rob, they dated teachers.
Rob!
I know, you, like, when I graduated
from...
I've
heard of guys dating, you know... I've heard of that stuff happening.
No, when I graduated from school, Martin Van Buren High School in Queens Village, New York, we had 3 teachers, Chris, who married female male teachers who married female students from our class.
Three. Really?
Yes.
Wow. How much later after you graduated?
Yeah, you know, a little bit after, but they did. But they
you
obviously
think
they met him.
The relationship started in high
yep.
school.
Yep. I don't believe. Wow. I don't
now,
think that.
I think, and yeah, and I'll be honest too, Rob. I kind of feel like maybe this is just I'm older. I feel like the gap between nowadays, say a 27-year-old and a 17-year-old, 16-year-old, it's not as, you know, music. They might listen to the same music. You know what I mean? Like, it seems like it used to be a lot different. And even back then, stuff was happening.
Yeah, you know what? Oh, yeah. Stuff was happening.
But you know what I'm saying? Like,
but I do agree with that. I'm surprised at, and you know, I've dated some younger women.
Well, that's all you look at now.
No, that's not.
I mean, look, I've been out with you, and older women want to give you a little rhythm, and you just ain't, yeah. 35 and under, that's it.
Well, no, but it's funny is, like, I'll say, wow, like, they're okay, they're cool with me, and I'm way older than them, you know what I mean? I had a pool party once, and there were girls who were in their 20s.
You told me about that.
Yeah, I was just like, okay. They're all legal. I don't want anybody to think it's anything like, you know, nothing like that. But
right. Rob G, what's your story?
Yeah, you know, Rob I know G. Rob's joking around about the whole teacher thing, but I had a buddy in high school who ended up marrying his teacher.
See?
And
his high school teacher?
Yes, and when we were all in high school together, we used to see them, because she was also a track coach. And she was a teacher there, and we used to be like, "Oh man, I bet you that they're dating, they're seeing each other, joking around."
You could just tell,
and
right?
And then as soon as he graduated, they were like an official couple. Wow. And I remember going to their wedding, and it was so weird because, like, to not call her Mrs. So and So because that's how I knew her. And it's like, no, call her by her first name.
How much older was she than him?
She was like in her mid to late 20s when she was a teacher.
But
he,
you know
he
what?
Was a senior in high school.
The only bad part at the wedding is I think she had lollipops on her wedding dress to try
no.
to get him to follow her up to the altar.
Oh, that's terrible.
The drop, Alex.
Well, everything's not funny.
You wearing this drop out tonight, Rob. I mean, my goodness.
Alex is laughing. Alex,
so,
no.
He obviously, wow. Yeah, that's interesting, man. It's interesting stuff.
How about you, Alex? You ever have any situations like that in school, high school?
I can say that. No, I haven't been in any of those situations, nor have I seen any. But I have heard a lot of them from our areas where a lot of the teachers were kind of messing around with kids and stuff
That's
like
crazy.
That. So, yeah, man.
Remember there was the
weird.
Big story. It was a movie about the teacher that was married.
Yes. She had three kids with that dude. He
right.
was
well, they
Samoan.
Ended up getting married, right? Yeah, he was like some type of, he was Hispanic, right? And
Samoan
she was white.
Maybe or something like that, right?
Yeah, and they end up, I think they're still together. Like
they
she was
are.
Married and
right,
got divorced,
she dumped
right?
her husband, right?
Yep. And now they're married. You know, it's just, when they end up getting married and falling in love and living happily ever after, it is what it is, I guess, at that point. But, you know, you got to have those boundaries when you're in school, though.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things, yeah. Sometimes the teachers are younger than you think, Chris.
Well, right.
And
that's the thing.
But I do think there's a double standard. I think that if it's guys marrying the females, but a lot of females marry young guys, you know what I mean, who are their their students as well. But it's frowned upon, you know, when it's a male teacher, way more.
Right. No, absolutely right. All right, we got this Phoenix-Denver game, Rob. Right now, at least on my TV, I might be a quarter
or
so
hour
behind.
Late because you're screaming, right.
It's 22-18 Phoenix with a minute and a half left in the first quarter. What was your pick for this series?
Phoenix, because you know I picked them over the Lakers. So I like Phoenix.
So how you picked them just, what, losing to the Clippers in the conference finals?
Yep, that's what
I got. Yeah, I picked Phoenix in this too. You know, look, I'm not going to say the series is over if they go up 2-0. Obviously, they're at home. Denver will go back. But, you know, Denver's without their second best player, you know, and they're now their second best player is young, Michael Porter Jr. So you would think Phoenix is going to win this thing. They just got the better roster at this point. So we'll see, though. All right, iCouple, go to iTunes, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud. download the podcast, subscribe, give us 5 stars, and leave a comment. Stay tuned right here on Fox Sports Radio for Jason Smith and Mike Harmon. It's going to be all the way live. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace!